Wonderful Fellowship, Delicious Food and Interesting Reading was on the agenda today at the Bullock County Historical Society monthly meeting. After a traditional Southern meal of fried chicken, mac and cheese, green beans, salad and banana pudding, catered by Annette McCrae with a touch of class catering, we heard from Henry C. Duggan, 3. The luncheon was held in the social hall of Pittman Parks Church. Before Henry began the program, Virginia Ann Franklin Waters, BCHS Executive Director, was presented birthday cards signed by attendees, beads, a tiara, balloons, flowers and birthday cake from her friends in honor of her 65th birthday. Everyone sang happy birthday to her. She is excited now to be old enough to get Medicare. This was a special treat for the lady who leads the BCHS and is known for her random acts of kindness to so many. Savannah on Fire. Henry is a native of Albany, Georgia, a graduate of UGA and retired from Regions Bank, presented today's program on his book Savannah on Fire. In the novel, sleuth Edwin Willingham is hired as an arson investigator in a smoldering and dazed city half destroyed. Forces of malice challenge him, as does the specter of a yellow fever epidemic. In the midst, he becomes smitten with a charming young lady. In writing the novel, many historical backdrops were used to capture the customs of the times. Noticeably, the overriding influence of the tremendous cotton trade in the 19th century is reflected in the fabulous homes and churches constructed. The traumas of the Great Fire of 1820 and the yellow fever epidemic evidence the challenges of the era. Not to be ignored was the 1820 riverfront atmosphere, a spectacular display of commerce and mercantilism in daytime, to the reveling of a waterfront subculture at night, including pirates that clung to their raucous traditions. This historical fiction has plenty of action and adventure and even has romance, 19th century style. Henry has a huge love for Savannah. He loves the beautiful squares, arts and people watching the transplants who now know Savannah as home or enjoy visiting Savannah. The fictional book is set in during the period of an actual fire that destroyed a large amount of what is now the historic district. The population of the city at that time was about 10,000. Henry is married to Pat, his wife of 57 years, has 3 adult children and 6 grandchildren. He has canoed in over 100 rivers. You can purchase a copy of Savannah on Fire or his first novel Silver's Odyssey by emailing Henry at henryduggan@mediacombb.net. Become a member of the Bullock County Historical Society today. Click here to learn more about membership opportunities. 3 ways to join. 1. Download and mail. Join the Historic Way. Click here to download, print, and mail a form. 2. Attend a meeting. A membership table is always available for those who wish to join. Our meetings are open to the public. They are held on the fourth Monday of the month, January through November. Please check our calendar for details. 3. Email our membership chairperson. Click here to send an email. Wife encouraged him to write and will be on another book in the future.